AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The enormity of a massive earthquake is just sinking in. The 7.8 magnitude quake has killed more than 700 people from India to China and Bangladesh. Greatest death toll in Nepal, where 688 are known dead, and more deaths are going to be reported, according to officials. On Mount Everest, at least 8 people have been killed in avalanches triggered by the quake. An unknown number of people, climbers and their Sherpa guides, are missing. British journalist Thomas Bell, based in Kathmandu, the capital, says getting relief to the survivors is going to be hard.
One problem that we're likely to confront in the coming days is a shortage of water, a shortage of supplies, a difficulty in moving around, because this is really a very isolated place after you sever that road, and there are 3 million people living here without enough water and electricity, even on a normal day.
Another 20 people are dead in India, 6 in Tibet, 2 in Bangladesh, 2 Chinese citizens died at the Nepal-China border. Baltimore bracing for another day of protest over the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old who died of a severe spinal injury after he was arrested by police. An investigation is ongoing. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says they're piecing together a timeline, starting with when Gray was first arrested and put into a police van.
He's able to talk. He's able to move. He's able to stand on his left foot. I'm told that he was able to enter the van at that point in time. We see Mr. Gray through video, again, getting out one block around the corner. They're able to put the leg shackles on him. He's able to move. He's able to talk.
After that, the van makes another stop.
We have another officer that comes up to witness Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray is talking there. They pick him up off the floor and place him on the seat at that time. He says he needs a medic.
Police concede that Gray should have gotten medical attention. This is AP Radio News. Friends and colleagues of a prominent women's rights activist in Pakistan says she was deliberately targeted by assassins. Authorities say gunmen on a motorcycle killed Sabine Mahmood and wounded her mother. Drunken University of Florida frat members harassed Iraq and Afghan war veterans at a resort in Panama City. AP's Jason Dearen reports from Gainesville.
Apparently, after drinking profusely, the fraternity members started harassing the wounded warriors. People at the event said that the fraternity members were insulting them. Some spat at them, stole their flags. Apparently, one fraternity member urinated on a flag, and they were also apparently vomiting off of balconies onto people. So it was just a mess.
Zeta Beta Tau chapters from Florida and Emory University were holding their spring formals at the same resort where a Wounded Warrior beach retreat was going on. The Florida frat has been suspended. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.